First, we're going to head to the mining hub of Port Hedland in the northwest of Western Australia, where 10 residents of a retirement home near the bulk handling port have been given an eviction notice by authorities. They've been told their property is unsafe and can no longer be insured. They've a week to decide where they will go.
We've been forced, more or less, to be out in 2 months, 6 weeks. I don't trust them.
You live here because of the need for dialysis, is that right?
Yeah, because I'm on disability as well. So,
can you just talk about sort of how you ended up here?
I had to come here and being to do dialysis because they haven't got dialysis machine out in Marlborough. So I had to move here and I was staying with my sister for a while. But she asked me if you wanted a house and I said yeah.
How do you feel about all this that's happened?
Oh, pretty sad. It makes me sad about these old people because these old people got to move. Where are they going to go? I didn't know anyone.
Residents of the Stephen Street retirement home, which overlooks the ocean in Port Hedland. From the front yard of the house, every day you can see shipments of iron ore from BHP and Fortescue move across the horizon, destined for China. Billions of dollars of iron ore are shipped from Port Hedland overseas every year. And in turn, industry tips billions into WA state coffers. The state government has deemed the area that the retirement home is in part of an extended buffer zone, because all the moving of iron ore to the port creates dust and dust pollution, so no future residential development is allowed in the area. That's why locals are so baffled about the suggestion that the retirement home could be rebuilt in the very same spot. Many angry and emotional residents turned up to an emergency meeting.
My name is Christine McDowell. I live at number 6 Nereus Court. I'm a long-time resident of Port Hedland. I come from a big and loving family that began in Port Hedland in 1946. Industry came in the 60s. This town started in the 1800s. This town has been here a lot longer than industry. Industry will help us survive, but it doesn't define the town. We pioneered through the boom and bust of industrial cycles. They'll continue because that's what happens in this town. We want our town and people protected by the Town of Port Hedland management. The council speak on behalf of the people, so you get rid of them and then do what the government wants. No consultation with the community, but lots of consultation with local industry in this town, the mining industry mainly, and the port. Cover the dust, keep the town. Let me live by the sea where the breeze is cool and the views are the best. Leave our seniors where they are, by the sea. You are bullying them with your behaviour. Your compensation is not what is appropriate or what is adequate by removing our town to South Hedland, which is what you suggested previously. Honourable Frederick Roebling, when you were appointed by the local government to represent the people, and it seems you are more inclined to be representing industry and not following a right as people to a democratic process. Some of the residents tonight are not mentally well enough to be here. And some are here and they're not well, as this has been and shaken them to the core. We need you to listen to the town, not the CEO. Thank you.
Port Hedland resident Christine McDowell. Port Hedland Commissioner Fred Riebeling announced his decision to evict the residents at the end of the meeting. It reversed an earlier decision by the council, which has since been suspended by the WA government. They installed Commissioner Riebeling in its place, and this is Commissioner Riebeling speaking at the meeting.
It is a very difficult decision when emotions are at play, and I don't doubt the passion that you people are showing tonight. But that's not the decision I have to make. The decision I have to make is based on facts. If I actually encouraged occupancy of the units, the council would be liable, and possibly I would personally be liable for damages. In closing, I now hope that the relocation to safe accommodation is the main focus of the people of Port Hedland.
Port Hedland Commissioner Fred Riebeling handing down his decision at an emergency council meeting in Port Hedland. Afterwards, locals told the ABC they believe their democratic rights have been trampled on. Port Hedland Community Progress Association's Jim Henbury told Karen Mitchellmore he believes the rights of mining companies have been prioritised over the rights of residents.
It's diabolical to treat people like this. But the real reason that they've been moved out is not because of the physical condition of the building, it's because they are actually in an industrial polluted area. Now, on the 30th of October last year, the Premier came up and announced he is adopting the Dust Task Force recommendations to turn the whole west end of Port Hedland into a special control area. The whole area now is under an actual buffer zone. The industrial pollutions that is causing this is coming from one main tenant in town here, and the government is not making them stop the pollution. This town has been taken away from the residents and it's been put into an industrial zone because the resource sector want that.
Port Hedland Community Progress Association's Jim Henbury there. WA's Premier Mark McGowan was in the Pilbara today, and our reporter Janelle Miles asked him about the fate of the residents of the retirement home.
Look, I've only just learnt about this. It's not something I'm particularly across. We will work with and be in contact with the council to find out what's going on and if there's any anything that needs to be done at a state level. But I haven't heard about this before.
Premier Mark McGowan speaking from Karratha today.